The orthodontic industry has never before experienced the rate of change or the competitive pressure it's currently experiencing. Whether it's dramatic growth of DSOs, shrinking birth rates, or millennials' preference for limited office visits or at-home treatment, it is safe to say private orthodontic practices have never experienced a time where practice growth requires doing everything well in order to remain successful. How does this affect the case presentation and close rate? We'll talk about it on today's show. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Today, we have Chris Kreiner joining us. Chris has 15 years of experience in the orthodontic industry, having worked for Invisalign, as well as doing private consulting. Today, Chris serves as Vice President of Sales for Practice Catapult, makers of Ortho Catapult. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Richie. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, why don't you just tell a little bit about your background experience?
Sure. So I've been in sales pretty much my entire career. I started in college, worked my way through school, selling various things, either phones, cell phones at the time, or copiers and printers for a while there. And after school, one thing led to another and ended up getting into the med device industry, worked in that industry for a while. And that eventually led me to working for Invisalign, which is a med device product, in 2006. Okay. Spent about 11, almost 12 years working for Invisalign in the orthodontic industry. And after that, did some dabbling in the consulting part of the industry, but as a whole, coming up on almost 16 years in the orthodontic industry.
Awesome. So you have a lot of experience in orthodontics, and you've definitely been in the trenches in sales. I really respect that because it can be a tough and also a very rewarding place. It's awesome.
No doubt. It's been a blessing and a curse at the same time, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I'm listening to a lot of Grant Cardone right now. I don't know if you're familiar, if you're in sales maybe, but he's all about 10Xing everything you do and just being super hardcore and going at it. So it kind of gets me inspired in the morning. I listen to it on my way to work. He's a crazy guy. So going back to orthodontics, just in your opinion, what do you think the biggest need you've observed in a typical orthodontic practice what you're seeing?
I haven't spent so many years in the orthodontic industry and seen multiple sides of the industry. You kind of start to see the pitfalls, if you will, that plague a lot of the orthodontic practices today, right? There's a lot of the same similarities that basically, you know, only allow for about 50% case acceptance in a lot of situations or scenarios, if you will. And over the years, you know, we've consulted and, you know, spoke to folks about, you know, hiring, you know, real salespeople to do sales positions and, you know, filling what we call, you know, the leaky bucket, holes in the leaky bucket, things that, you know, are allowing patients to escape here, escape there. And, you know, after years of just kind of seeing the same, you know, circle of events, if you will, and pretty much just about every practice I've ever worked with, it kind of led us to, you know, the creation of Ortho Catapult itself, if you will, in 2015, 2016. So the concepts of there's so much technology in the world today, or in the past 10 to 15 years anyway, in the orthodontic industry. So many things have been progressing. So many things have been changing. But one thing that seems to really stay the same, you know, to this day is really the consultative process. You know, probably 90, 95% of most consultations still take place today with a pen, paper, and a calculator. Every once in a while, there might be some Excel program kind of thrown into the mix there.
Yeah. But oh, wow. Just... Not with my clients, but I can't. That's because they're my clients. Yeah.
Great. Wow. For the vast majority of folks, right, the presentation system is really kind of archaic. It hasn't really changed much over the years. It's, you know, it's very similar across the board. And, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, having worked with orthodontists for so long, you know, we always are often coached, you know, doctors to hire salespeople for sales roles. And, you know, kind of, you know, after someone became apparent that there was a reluctance to do that. So how do we, you know, really kind of bring the whole sales consultative aspect, if you will, you know, to this century and make it, you know, a more professional type presentation that allows for easier presentation on this, you know, for the TC side and easier consultative acceptance, if you will, on the patient side from the patient perspective.
Gotcha.
So we really wanted to kind of bring it all together, because this day and age, everybody wants the easy button, right? And throughout the years, one thing that we've seemed to be a common thread is, you know, not intentionally, but, you know, a lot of offices, it seems as though they're doing everything possible to not really to avoid, you know, or to make case acceptance natural and easier for patients out there, right? Just by inadvertent policies and things that they do, like making them come back into the office to sign contracts, or giving them a folder full of documents to take home and have to basically review those documents, you know, at the kitchen table with somebody else, and then have to sign a contract and scan it and send it back to the office. You know, I've got two kids myself and that are young and they play travel sports. My wife and I are constantly going in different directions. And so with our catapult, we really wanted to kind of address, you know, multifacets or multiple issues that kind of plagued orthodontic industry. So case presentation for one, allowing an all digital consultative process that is just, you know, one unit of presentation, you know, no bouncing back and forth, get rid of the pen and the paper.
Yeah.
It's all wrapped up within the system that allows for, you know, digital contracts, people signing contracts from home, people able to accept their treatment from home. And once accepting treatment from home, you know, going on to make that initial down payment from home, right? We know for a fact that the easier we make things for patients, the more apt they are to do what we'd like them to do.
Yeah, I can absolutely attest to that. We are late adopters of even DocuSign for our marketing firm. And I can tell you, once we started using it, if I measured it, it'd probably be a good 30% increase in closes. If I would take a wild guess at it, it makes a huge difference.
Oh, it makes an enormous difference. And to add to that, you know, the biggest plague or aspect that's plaguing the orthodontic industry, if you will, is really after the consultative process, the pending patient process is really, you know, the largest or the biggest issue, if you will, for an orthodontic practice, right? There's a reason only half the patients on average usually start in an orthodontic practice. And that's because, you know, follow-up is a real challenge for just about everybody in the industry, right? Once that person comes in, has the consult and says, you know what, it sounds great, Richie, but I got to go home and talk it over with somebody else. You know, most offices, it's a handshake, pat on the back. You get the folder of a bunch of documents you don't have to take home and try to explain to somebody else. You know, it's just a nightmare, really. And a lot of the, you know, the offices out there these days, it's not because they don't want to, it's time, right? A lot of these processes really are a big time suck or vacuum.
Absolutely.
If you will. And once that patient walks out the door, you know, most offices have a protocol, if you will, of some sort to follow up these people, their phone call, email, text, or what have you. But, you know, realistically, it usually just doesn't get done, or it might get done once, or at best, maybe possibly twice. But like I said, I've been selling my entire life. And if you watch any sales videos, professionals, books, every sales professional in the world tells you what it takes 6 to 10 touches before anybody ever makes, you know,
absolutely
makes a move or makes up, you know, their mind or a decision or what have you. And so, you know, with people just kind of walking out your office and keeping your fingers crossed, it's not a very positive, you know, effective business strategy, hoping these folks are just going to, you know, have this basically epiphany that they need to call you back and get started right away. So with that, a lot of the doctors that we've surveyed and talked to over the years, there seems to be a real common mindset that once somebody goes pending, if they haven't reached back out or started treatment within like the first week or two, having gone pending, a lot of times offices are kind of just writing them off, assuming they went somewhere else, they started treatment somewhere else. But we know statistically that could not be further from the truth. You know, only about
15 I've asked many of my potential clients, you know, where do you keep your pendings or your non-patient list? And it'll be somewhere, but they don't really have a place. They never get an email. They never hear from the practice again. And just speaking from a marketer's point of view, you know, they should be hearing from you at least minimum once a month forever until they say, hey, you know, I'm not interested, or I got another doctor. So they shouldn't just sit out there with that unknown status.
Yeah, absolutely. Only about 15 to 20% of patients who leave your practice actually start treatment somewhere else. The vast majority of them aren't doing anything at all. They're just waiting for somebody to reach back out to them, right? To continue that communication, to let them know that you're still interested. But, you know, for an orthodontic practice, you know, once these patients begin to just systematically stack, you know, follow-up becomes a real labor intensive effort, right? Whether it's a phone call or an email or what have you. So it's just one of those things that kind of slips through the cracks because it's just really tough to do. And one of the key parts to, you know, obviously the all digital consultation process that we offer through Ortho Catapult is our pending patient process that's really tied to that, if you will. So that part of our business is something that's very unique in this industry. You know, no company can just go out and create a follow-up process as a standalone component. You need everything else that we pretty much have surrounding that to make that work. You know, anybody can have a presentation system with a slider. You can have some sort of app that allows you to do a virtual consult. But the name of the game and the biggest thing plaguing or hindering orthodontic case growth right now is patient follow-up. It is the number one leaky bucket hole, if you will, that we're focused on.
Yeah, as far as leaky offices. Buckets, you're probably right. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. So just, can you give us an overview of Ortho Catapult? What's everything in the ecosystem? What are all the components? How do they work together?
So the beauty of Ortho Catapult is right now in the industry, there's all sorts of things out there, right? You can find, you know, one-offs of certain things. But if you talk to any doctor out there, what everybody is looking for is that unicorn, right? That one system that can do everything they want to do, pay one company to do it all. All of it communicates within itself. Yeah. Instead of having 10 different companies, you're paying $250, $300 for each that don't bother communicating with each other, have multiple passwords. It's just a train wreck. So the beauty of Ortho Catapult, there's not just one component of it that makes it so successful. It's all the components working together that make the software as successful it is. And those components are six components directly. Ortho Accept, Ortho Gallery, Ortho Connect, we have Ortho Analytics, and we have Ortho Messenger. And so Ortho Accept is the all digital consultation presentation, if you will, that leads to a slider. You know, our slider allows for multiple case presentations at one time.
It when you say digital, the person's physically there, you're just giving, or do you mean like a Zoom consultation or something?
Digital, I'm meaning it's all done through the software. So there's nobody writing on paper. There's nobody doing manual calculations of the calculator. All the information is put into the system. The system does all the work for you, right? Nice, there's no jumping back and forth from our system to an Excel program on a computer, going to pen and paper. Ortho Catapult is one unit in which everything takes place within that unit. And so with Ortho Accept, that's the case presentation system that allows for case acceptance at home, electronic signature through DocuSign, making payments through home. Ortho Gallery allows doctors to take their before and after work and actually put it into our system to create their own electronic flip book, if you will. They can show other patients in regards to a one-off consultative type presentation or as kind of a sales and marketing type presentation with our software that allows them to showcase their work and their effectiveness. Ortho Connect allows us to basically reach out to patients through virtual consults. That's gained popularity here, you know, due to the COVID.
Yeah, that's become very popular, hasn't it, in the last 18 months or so?
One of the big things that, you know, for us when it comes to, you know, a virtual consultation, we're the only company out there that allows you or the customers to actually tie an actual treatment plan to a virtual, consultation. Most consultations out there virtually are just somebody filling out some information on an application, taking 8 photos, sending it in. Somebody looks at it and says, yeah, we can treat it. Call them back and tell them it's $6,500. Well, with Ortho Catapult, it ties into our patient file. It actually allows our customers, the doctors, to create an actual consultation that they can actually send out to the patient. And the patients can start treatment from home virtually through a real consultative aspect, not just some.
So are you saying they're recording, like they're recording a video of their consultation and sending it to the potential patient?
So essentially there's an application that gets posted on the doctor's website. Patient clicks on it, fills out the information. Ours allows for multiple options outside of just a virtual consultation or case start, if you will.
Yes.
You can use it for follow-up. You can use it for emergency purposes. But ours has a digital overlay. It allows them to easily take the photographs. It's really straightforward, self-explanatory, super easy. Doesn't involve a gigantic tutorial. Once they submit that information, it comes through our Catapult system onto our TC's dashboard. They click a button. It takes all the information in there and it creates a patient file and dumps all that information into a patient file. We have electronic health history tied to that as well as insurance. So that document comes back to the TC. She can program or he can program all that information into the consultative part of Ortho Catapult. And the Ortho Catapult feature. We have the button that says send plan. That's what sends the consultation to the patient electronically via email, just as though they would have come into the office and had a consultation and said, hey, I got to go home and talk it over with somebody else. So instead of somebody actually showing up, they've already given you the information. They can put it into a consult with all the financial data and actually send the financial plan to them at home. They can click on the financial plan, choose a plan, sign their contract. And then at that point, all they're doing is contacting the doctor's office to come in and actually get their records taken. So awesome. We are the only company out there that offers a true virtual consultation through OrthoConnect. We also have the Ortho Analytics portion of OrthoCatapult. We're extremely big data nerds over here. You know, one of the things that really aggravated us forever in the industry was if you've consulted somebody, you know, you can't tell people, you know, how to get better or where to go next if you don't really understand where they've been. And this industry has really lacked really good, true data for a long, long time, right? Practice management systems aren't designed to really give data or good data feedback.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Having tried to get data from them to do a little analysis, I can tell you that's definitely true.
So we track everything with OrthoCatapult. And what I mean by everything is everything that gets put into the system, we're tracking every single possible modality or situation we can possibly manage. So doctors now, you know, there's some systems out there that'll show you, hey, you did X amount of braces starts, you did X amount of, you know, clear aligner and Invisalign starts. We take it much, much deeper than that. Our analytics are very unique in this industry. And to my knowledge, nobody has anything that compares in regards to being equal to or similar to.
Yeah.
But our analytics allow you to kind of play money ball, essentially. So for example, one of our analytics takes, you know, the intake person, doctor and treatment coordinator, and basically assesses the close rate and efficiencies for those people working together as a team. So as a doctor.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Cause I think I've interviewed a few people to talk about analytics and having, you know, I manage a sales team. So I asked them, is there a way to manage the sales effectiveness basically of the team? And almost always the answer is no. It's really about, you know, it measures other very important metrics, but not specifically personnel metrics, I guess.
There is. And I think it's very unique to us because some of the other systems out there that deal in analytics, all they're doing is basically creating a bridge that just takes data from your practice management system and converts it into some basic analytics for you is essentially what happens. Because they don't have the orthodontic platform. We have the whole platform, which you're entering information in, and we're taking all that information in and creating very precise data in regards to everything you're putting into the system. You know, for example, for years, I would go into a doctor's office and doctor would say, you know, Chris, we think our close rate is 60%. I would say, okay, doc, you have three TCs. You have Chris, Richie, and Becca. Do you have any idea what the close rate is for each of those TCs?
Yep.
And how would I know that? Right. So
it's critically important. Yeah.
So it's, you know, for years, it's just baffled me how people are consulting these folks and they really don't have a true vision of what their business is really doing, right? You're really just guessing if you don't know. So our data really allows them to see the who, what, when, why, how often, how much. You know, they can see exactly, you know, when somebody, you know, is referring to them, you know, how much comes from this doctor, what percentage close rate, how often. I mean, every single thing they want to know about the referring doctors, their own doctors in-house, their own treatment coordinators, their office managers, intake. We measure just about everything you can possibly manage. We're up to almost 100 different analytics within the system now. And
are you really?
Catapult,
okay.
We effectively joke and call it the Carfax, if you will, of orthodontic treatment.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
It shows everything, right? That, you know, data doesn't lie, right? And the last component to our system is OrthoMessenger. So OrthoMessenger allows us to communicate with patients via multiple options, you know, through text messaging, things in regards to patient follow-up and of that nature. When it comes to the follow-up piece for pending patients, our pending follow-up piece works on the premise of once somebody goes pending. So when somebody has a consultation and somebody says, hey, I got to go home and talk it over, that TC hits that send plan button I mentioned before. It sends a consultation home to them via a link. Once they access that, they can pull up their consultation, then obviously choose a plan, sign a contract. But once that patient goes pending, what our system does through OrthoMessenger is our system tracks that patient for a 90-day period. So what we have done is we've created a system of automated triggers, if you will, that are already designed and developed, created by us.
Yeah.
When a patient hits a trigger, so for example, our triggers are 2 days, 7 days, 14, 28, 56, 80, 87, and on day 90. And so as a patient is pending out there, these triggers pop up on the TC's dashboard that allows them a two-click access to send one of these triggers out to them. So that happens through Ortho Messenger. So with, you know, 2 clicks, 3 seconds, any TC can send an email, text message that's pre-populated template-wise, formed by us or created by us to yes. them in a matter of seconds. So going back to that whole patient follow-up piece,
yeah.
You know, if you have, you know, 30 patients a week you're trying to follow up with right now, and you're phone calling them or emailing them, you're looking at 5 minutes, right? You know, roughly per patient. That's about an hour and a half worth of follow up. With our system, with our system, you can knock out 30 patients in less than 3 minutes. You know, the follow up actually gets done. Our 90-day
so process 30 is patients automated. In 3 minutes. That's pretty impressive.
30 patients in 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I'm going back to that idea of, you know, hey, if somebody doesn't start a week or two after they've been pending, our system is following up with them and reaching out to them for a 90-day period. I can't tell you how many weekly, every single customer we have using OrthoCatapult weekly, because we track all that data ourselves too.
Yeah.
Weekly has multiple people who get the 90-day trigger and start treatment after getting the 90-day email trigger.
Wow. That is so significant.
Every single week.
Really?
So if you're a practitioner, you're a TC,
never give up.
You think, hey, you know, following up with somebody 60 days out or 90 days out is a waste of time. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check out our website, check out the customer videos and tutorials from people who are really using our stuff, who are telling you, hey, this product grew my business by 25%. This product grew my business by 30%. Because we just live in such a crazy age of just, you know, fast pace, getting pulled in all sorts of directions. It's, you know, just because somebody doesn't jump on the bandwagon right off the bat doesn't mean they're not interested, right? A lot of people just get, you know, wrapped up or sidetracked or what have you. But, you know, following up with these folks is just so critical, because absolutely. There's just
I
so
did a
much-
whole presentation on like touch points. And we talked a lot about this, the importance of continuing to nurture that lead. And we just went through like a mock person, you know, it was a mom and she had kids and they're going through a refinance of their home, and they knew they weren't going to make any moves financially until they finished this. But of course you don't know that. And then finally, after this many days, that unknown obstacle's done, they're past it. Oh, and then they saw this orthodontic brand reached out to them. And of course that was, had they not continued to nurture them, she would have gone somewhere else. But it definitely happens. You know, people have these little obstacles in their mind of why they can't start. So you should never just go away.
There's so many thousands, hundreds, millions of dollars left on the table every year just because we're making assumptions that may not be true, or we're just basically not following up the way that we should be following up just because it's not easy to do, right? I ask every doctor we come in contact with, hey, doc, if you had a protocol in your practice that was equal to ours. Ours is 7 touches in a 90-day period with every single patient. If you had a protocol in your practice where you had somebody in your practice following up with every single patient 7 times over a 90-day period, how much time and money would that cost you? You know, is that one full-time employee? Is that 2 full-time employees?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can do that with a catapult for $125 a month for less than one additional case start per year with our software.
Awesome. So do you have any stats on like an increase in close rate or number of pending patients you can turn into active patients?
Sure do. So we've been tracking a big group of our customers for a 4-year period. So they provided all their data initially, and we've been tracking them, you know, yearly for that period. So our average customer growth in the first year is just a tad over 20%. We hover right around 21 to 22% the first year.
Yeah. Awesome.
The highest customer growth that we've ever seen is almost 38%. And that was with Dr. White. And he's one of the folks that was generous enough to do a video testimonial for us. You know, unfortunately in this industry, there's a lot of companies that pop up there and say, hey, you know, use my stuff. We're going to grow your business by 20%, 30%. And a lot of times those things just don't come to fruition, right? So we went out there and basically proved that, you know, we knew we could do this type of numbers, this kind of growth with customers with these types of leaky bucket protocols, if you will. And we knew that, you know, they would be effective if being applied. And so we've been accumulating all that data for some time now, and are glad to finally be able to put it all in and kind of show folks that, hey, it does work. You know, you basically kind of close some of the loopholes with the entire process, that the growth can be immense.
So what do you think, what would you say the main benefit is for people to choose OrthoCatapult?
A lot of folks think initially that we're just another practice management type system. We're not here to manage any of your patients. We're very unique in the fact that we developed Catapult to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to help you grow your business by getting more patients to say yes. That's our primary focus. So the main benefit is practice growth, because that's what we're seeking. You know, I mean, we know now with the data that we are so confident in the growth that, you know, our customers see or receive using OrthoCatapult. Mm-hmm. I think we're the only company out there that I'm aware of that basically has a growth guarantee. I don't know of any other company in the orthodontic space that says, hey, if we don't grow your business by at least 5% in the first year, we'll give you your money back. So
that's a pretty strong guarantee. Yeah, that definitely shows you're confident and that it's going to work.
Yep. The only way it's not going to give you a significant amount of growth is if you just don't use it.
Yeah. Talk about acceptance by the, you know, the front desk coordinator, TC. Are they actually doing, because if they're getting these triggers, they're basically asking the person to do something. Is the team actually doing it? How often is that an issue?
Not very often, to be honest with you. Because doctors who are usually jumping into our system, I mean, statistically, the biggest draw for a lot of doctors to our system is really the follow-up piece, because it's just, let's just be realistic, it's just not getting done out there, right?
Yeah,
and, you know, to pay somebody to do it effectively is extremely costly, and we're allowing them to basically get it done quickly, efficiently, for pennies on the dollar. And so, like I said before, our system tracks everything, right? So when a TC logs into her dashboard or a practice administrator logs into their dashboard, we call it red days. So if a TC is not sending out those triggers as they're supposed to, those days or trigger dates that are basically lapsing, there's a bigger number on the dashboard that shows them how many days past due they are sending those triggers out.
Oh, so you're really helping the doctor manage this whole process by giving them the data. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know, we just finished creating a super admin role for OrthoCatapult or Practice Catapult. And what that does is that allows one person control of an unlimited number of offices. So if you're a DSO or you're an OSO, you can have one administrator basically overseeing 200 practices at one time with a click of a button. You can see, you know, consultations, case growth, everything you would want to know about an individual practice will take you 30 seconds to find out with our system.
Oh gosh. Anything that saves a doctor time. That's just enough. That's enough reason to do it. There's one thing a lot of orthodontists don't have is free time.
Absolutely. For sure.
All right. So speaking of going back to benefits, what do you think the benefits from a patient's point of view would be when a practice is using your software?
Ease of use. And basically, I think ease of understanding, right? There's nothing more intimidating. You know, one of the things I've always disliked about the consultative process is patient comes in, TC delivers consultation. They get down to the financial piece, and TC basically either points to the computer or points to the piece of paper on the desk and says, hey, Richie, insurance is going to cover $1,500. Your monthly, you know, your down payment's going to be $500. Your monthly payment's going to be $250, but your total overall fee is going to be $6,500. How would you like to pay for that today? You talk about the most awkward moment on the planet for everybody, right? I mean, I've always hated, you know, people are kind of shell-shocked. Nobody, you know, thinks orthodontics is cheap by any means, but, you know, you got two parties now kind of just staring at each other, waiting for the other to make a move. It's just the most awkward scenario ever. Like, you know, I used to say, at least just give them a minute and say, hey, I'm going to step out of the room for 5 minutes and let you guys talk it over and I'll come back. But so many folks don't do that. They're just kind of sitting with their arms crossed, like, okay, Richie, what's it going to be? Are we starting today? You know, it's So there's just that weirdness.
No pressure.
There.
No pressure. Right.
You know what I mean? And so I think that weirdness, I know that weirdness makes it really easy for some people just to say, you know what? I'd rather go home and think about it at home instead of making the decision there that day. Right. It just
that makes sense.
Yeah. It's easier to bail. Let me go home and talk. It's an easy cop out. Right. So one of the beauties of our system is, you know, a lot of our customers use iPads. They put that information when it gets to the, you know, the payment piece, the financial piece, they just spin that iPad around, put it in their hands and say, Richie, here's how this works. Slide to choose what you want. I'm going to step out of the room here for 5 minutes. I'll come back in, answer any questions you've got. They can, they can't hurt anything, right? They have total control. They can talk it over with their partner. At the end of the day, if they still aren't sure and they have to go home and think it over, that TC just hits the send plan button. It sends that consultation home to them electronically. They open their email, they click on a link, it pulls up the same consultation they just saw in that office 2 hours earlier.
Awesome.
So now, you know, they're not walking home with a folder and some husband or wife is having to take all these loose leaf documents out, put them over the kitchen table, and then try to, you know, dissect everything and give their own version of the consultation they just saw.
Yeah, they're not having to play telephone, which is impossible. It's especially amazing. If they have only heard the consultation once.
You know? And, you know, going, you know, back to the us being the data nerds that we are, you know, statistically, 85 to 90% of all customers who start treatment from home with our software do it between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. in the morning.
80, did you say 80 to 90%?
Do it between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. in the morning.
That's fascinating.
Of really? Those folks, we have never dropped below 80% in any given month. Of people who are starting treatment from home, 80+% of them immediately go on to make their initial down payment from home. That's how huge. So when you're talking about convenience, that spells it out right there, right? Absolutely. People don't have time to come back into your office to sign a contract. You know, they don't have time to fill out something by hand, scan it, email it back to you. But you know what? Anybody can take 2 minutes, click on a link, slide, pick a plan, hit start now, sign a DocuSign contract, whip out a credit card, make a payment, all in less than 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say if I've seen a trend through the last 6 months of interviews we've done, it is get rid of unnecessary physical appointments. Not to say there isn't a huge value in them. Of course there is, but I think it's time for orthodontic practices to streamline that whole process and determine when does the person actually, when does the patient actually need to be here? That's when they should come into the office. Any other time, I really should make it possible for them to do this virtually.
Absolutely. Sometimes we just can't get out of our own way. And a lot of times I ask, you know, our customers or potential customers, when's the last time, Doc, you've had somebody start treatment on Easter Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? Has that ever happened in your office ever?
Yeah.
And usually the answer to that is no. You know, so I'll go back and reference last year. We had one where our customers had two patients sign their contract. So they got the 90-day trigger. And our 90-day trigger simply states, hey, Richie, this is Chris from Kreiner Orthodontics. Just want to let you know your treatment plan expires today. Please take a moment to click on the link, access your treatment plan. Call us if you have any questions. So the beauty is the 90-day trigger is automated. TC doesn't have to do anything. So whether awesome. It's a weekend, holiday, that 90-day trigger goes out automatically to let people know their treatment plan's expiring. So one of our customers had two patients who signed on Christmas Day. So let's
what a nice think Christmas about that for present. A second,
right? You know, how many customers or patients out there are thinking they need to go through that blue orthodontic folder and whip all of those documents and make a decision on Christmas Day to start orthodontic treatment?
Yeah.
Nobody. But one simple email comes across and says, hey, your plan expires today. And so to try to make a long story short, doctor and I were able to work it out where I could actually speak to those two ladies because I just wanted to know. I was curious. Why did you wait so really? Long?
Yeah. Okay.
So the office had existing relationships with them. They treated their kids. And he's like, yeah, I can probably make that happen. So I was able to talk to both these individuals, both professional working women, children at home. And in a nutshell, they both had the same exact answer. They both said, hey, we've been seeing the emails, if you will, we call them triggers. I've been seeing them come across. But I kept going, you know what, I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. You know, I don't have time right now. They just kept kicking the can down the road.
Yes.
Until that 90-day email comes across, which just happened to fall on Christmas Day, that said, hey, and they both said the same thing in a nutshell. You know what? I knew I wanted to do it. And the thing that we don't do in the orthodontic industry is when people go pending, we just give them a pat on the back and say, hey, you know, we hope to get your business one day. You know, OrthoCatapult creates a sense of urgency for these folks, right? That 90-day window is us saying, hey, this quota is good for 90 days. We all know in the real world, if they call on day 91, you're going to give them the same price probably, mm-hmm. right? But creating a sense of urgency creates an action. And what we want to do with Ortho Catapult is we want an action. We want, at the end of the day, a definitive answer from every patient who walks through your door. Either Absolutely. They're going to say yes, or they're going to say no. We are not going to leave them flailing in the wind, keeping our fingers crossed that they come back, because it, you know, you guys are marketing, right? You guys are a marketing company. You market for doctors. This industry is getting more and more competitive every day, not less competitive. The pool of patients to pull from, you know, years ago, you know, 10, 15, well, probably like 15, 20 years ago, an orthodontist could just fall out of bed and, you know, make a couple million dollars a year, you know, without having to really worry about too much patient flow, effort, marketing. There were just a plethora of patients out there and people interested in, you know, for the past 15 years, you know, the birth rate in this country has continued to drop substantially year after year after year. So you have birth rates dropping. That's less folks, you know, to pull from in the long run. You've got, you know, competition coming from all fronts, whether it's DSOs, OSOs, or, you know, certain things. There's all sorts of forces being put into the marketplace today that is really requiring doctors, you know, to be good at everything, not just one or two things, to really run a successful, thriving, growing business this day.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I encourage doctors to outsource whenever you can and just focus on your expertise. So anything, a system like yours comes around, it makes it easier for someone to do these actions that absolutely need to happen. I think that's really great. Do you think Ortho Catapult can serve as a marketing differentiator for the doctor?
Oh, there's no question. It's funny you ask that, because, you know, the one thing I used to ask all my customers is, doc, if you had to pick one thing that separates you from the guy down the street, I don't know if you guys ever ask anything similar or what have you, what would make me want to come to you versus the guy down the street?
Of course.
And the number one answer I always heard was, our finishes are better, right?
Yeah.
I'm a better doctor. at the end of the day, the sad truth is nobody cares about the finish, really. That's not really,
yeah, that's interesting. You know,
I've never had a customer say I chose that office, or heard a customer say I chose them because their finishes are out of this world. I've never once heard that in my 16 years in this industry, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, every once in a while, hey, it's, you know, it's these niceties. It's the coffee machine, the mocha machine, or, you know, our reward system, or it's really none of those things really individually. But there's a great book out there, you know, I read a couple of years ago, to kind of put things in perspective. And, you know, it was titled Millennial Moms. It was a great read, just talking about how, you know, the past couple of generations really look at making decisions for themselves or their own children. And what are those decisions are usually based upon or surrounding, you know, I'm a Generation Xer, putting myself out there.
You know,
for me, I'm the kind of person that if I'm going to spend my money, I try to save it and put it towards the best value, meaning the best result. So I am the guy who does want the best result, right? I am that guy. But for a lot of folks these days, it's not always about the result. It's usually about the experience. You know, this day and age, a lot of folks are all about the experience. How to make me feel. True. How did mm-hmm. the office make me feel? You know, what was in there to make the whole experience more enjoyable, right? And a lot of folks.
That's why I focus when we're building websites, we try to give the potential patient a glimpse of that experience so they feel comfortable enough to, okay, maybe I should walk through the door. Of course, that's also when the doctor's team has to show that what we showed them on the website is actually true. So let's match that perception that we gave them. But that experience is critical. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're using Ortho Catapult, you know, I think there's been this stigma for a long time that people don't want to be reached out to, right? And not that people don't want to, I think there's a right and there's a wrong way to reach out to people. I think is the best way to look at it. You know, mm-hmm. so many folks in the industry today that are, you know, consulting doctors are still the mindset, hey, you got to call somebody, pick up the phone and call them five or six times. I'm here to tell you that was relevant in 1985, but nobody wants to hear from you on the telephone five to six times this day and age, right?
Yeah. Five or six. No, not just from the telephone. That's not
most people don't want to hear from you via telephone at all, really. I mean, our analytics prove this out. We're not just guessing, you know, statistically, we have a question on there on the patient file. What's the most, you know, what's the best way for us to communicate with you? Because our triggers are going to determine that communication, right? Your answer is going to determine how we reach out to you. And, you know, nobody ever picks phone. You know,
it's. Oh, no, absolutely. I'd say of all the employees I've hired over the years, a good 50% of them don't even want to use the phone.
Like, oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so, and that, you know, a lot, and we hire a lot of people at the beginning of their career, at least in the, you know, certain parts of what we're doing, and they don't want to be on the phone. So it's like, well, these people are going to be moms and dads one day, and they're still not going to want to go on the phone. So this obviously is the trend. And yeah, I remember hating the phone, but you know, there's no two ways about it. I had to get on the phone. I mean, yeah, I had no choice. Just get over it. But yeah.
I mean, we live in a world now where I think, you know, the least amount, unfortunately, you know what I mean? The least amount of, you know, probably talking face-to-face interaction, you know, people were much, where the trend, you know, was email for a long, long time, right? Email was king. And now it's texting. You know, the vast majority of people, you know, just say, text me, you know, it's easy, right? It's not crazy invasive. It doesn't disrupt their day. Text message comes across. So you can choose to read it, not read it, respond, not respond. You don't have to pick it up and have that awkward conversation and politely tell somebody no or what have you. You know, it's a very neutral type of communication, if you will. And, you know, so for doctors who are using our system, you know, patients, I think people want to know that, you know, they're just a name or a number and that you would really like to have their business and appreciate the fact that you're reaching out. You know, it's been, you know, 14 days since we last, you know, saw you. Can you believe the time's gone by? You know, these are the things that make our business so great. We would love to have you as part of our orthodontic family. Please click on the link. And so the biggest competitive edge doctors have with our software is that they're communicating to their patients. The biggest is their pending patients are getting communicated to when we can almost guarantee their competitors down the street are not doing that at all. Right.
Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. So do you work with other patient management systems or you are the patient management system?
So we are
know whether someone's a pending patient or an actual patient. Like, is that data moving in real time?
So we are not our own PM system. You know, we basically are, we can work with others out there in regards to their information or their data or what have you.
Yeah.
But everything is being entered into our system. So we kind of function like our own patient management, but we're not really doing the same sort of things that they're doing, right?
Yeah.
We're focused on just the sales aspect of it, not the managing aspect of it.
So when someone becomes a patient, how does your system know they're a patient, no longer a pending patient? How is that happening?
So with our system, when a patient file is created, the patient information is put in or transferred into our system. The patient file is created.
Yeah.
The patient file is there until they come in for their consultation. So when they come in for their consultation, you know, if the office is using, you know, our electronic health history and insurance information forms, those forms are sent out right off the bat once the patient file information is created, if you will. Gotcha. That document comes back, dumps into their patient file as a PDF. And then when that patient comes in for their consultation, they click on the patient file. They can click the consult button. It brings up the window to start their consultation. And that's where all the information goes in, right? All the finances, all the insurance information, any discounts, any ancillary products, whatever is involved in that consultative presentation gets put in there. Mm-hmm. And then it actually goes into a slider where our slider is very unique in the marketplace. And the fact that it allows ATC to present up the three options at one time. It allows for interest to be built in if a doctor actually wants to start charging interest on extended payments. And our slider actually has a case gallery attached to it where they can showcase a similar client or patient who has a malocclusion similar to the person they're consulting with.
Not only
that, they can see, you know, the patient or consumer, if you will, can see that entire case gallery at home as well. So our system is putting together the consultation. TC presents the consultation. And either that patient is going to be the same day start in the office that day, or they're going to go home and think it over. Hence, we're going to hit that send plan button, send it to them, right?
Yeah.
And so once that patient, you know, once a contract is signed, our system is registering their.
That makes sense. As soon as the contract is signed, they're not.
It's all tied to DocuSign, right? As soon as they ink the contract, that changes all the metrics. It changes all the data. It changes everything in our system. You know, closing or consultations, basically case starts, you know, especially case starts. It's been one of those numbers that's been kind of flighty in the industry for a long, long time because a lot of doctors count their case starts, if you will, just based on how many people signed a contract in that given month. Mm-hmm. So for example, you go to consult with a doctor and a doctor says, hey, you know, my January was great. We finished at 120% to plan in January. February, we finished at 85. Well, if you're having a real honest conversation about data and metrics, you can't ever have a period over 100%. It's really just not possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And how we calculate, you know, a close or a close rate, if you will, is we don't tie it to the period or month in which they sign a contract. So for example, if somebody comes into your practice and they have a consultation in January, they sign their contract in February, we count that as a January start, not a February start.
Interesting. Right? Yeah, that makes sense.
So you have the most realistic data you can possibly have for a real clear picture of exactly, hey, you had 50 consults in January. You know, if we closed 45 of them, that's a legitimate start rate of probably roughly 90% or so, right? So you don't get this kind of these weird metrics that are really kind of misleading at the end of the day. So yeah, our system is tracking all of it. So when this contract is signed, you know, another notch goes on the close rate, you know, dashboard, if you will, into all the other metrics. Everything in our system is basically tied to a signed contract. So that a DocuSign agreement makes it all happen.
Cool. So what does a practice look like that's a good fit for you guys?
All of them, right?
All right.
Let's be real. It doesn't matter if, you know, your doctor owns one practice, if you're a doctor or a DSO and you have 200, right?
Yeah.
They all have the same struggles at the end of the day. You know what I mean? There may be slight tweaks or variances in regards to how you're doing things, but, you know, most practices today aren't working off of an all digital case presentation system. They're not, right? Like you just said, time is money. You know, one of the things that we don't focus on so much that we should focus on a lot more here at Ortho Catapult is, you know, we're very analytical. You know, I'm telling you, Richie, that, hey, our customers are growing their business by 20 to 30% off mostly, you know, being more effective with their presentations and their consultations, allowing people to start treatment at home, and mostly off following up through our pending patient process, right? And patients starting treatment once they go pending. But there's, I wish we could, but there's no way to possibly calculate how much money is saved by a doctor when it comes to time. One of our largest customers says, I can't put a price on how much money I save because I do not manually run these reports myself anymore. He's like, that was 90% of my day. You know, like I said before,
gosh, you know, 90% of it, you know, at least he was measuring what he was doing.
Sure. You know, most offices have somebody who's constantly calling patients, right? One of our clients is, you know, one of the largest clear aligner doctors in the United States in the world. He used to have three folks who did nothing but, you know, call patients once they sent their information in pre-Catapult, trying to get them to pay because no doctor is usually going to order or pay the lab fee to a clear aligner company without having that money up front first, right? You know, the lab fees are usually quite substantial. Yeah. So, you know, Dr. White had three people that did nothing but live on the phone. The moment they got a contract from you, somebody's now calling to get money from you to get started. So there was always this giant backlog. Well, with Ortho Catapult, he's got one lady who does that on a part-time basis because the vast majority of people start from home and immediately go on to put their credit card in right off the bat. So the amount of time that Ortho Catapult saves from so many different facets, it's just... I can't even fathom how many thousands of dollars or how many, you know, employees in addition that it would take.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a doctor
just
to
a peace of mind.
Things.
So are there any changes on the horizon for Ortho Catapult with the software?
There's changes every day, Richie. We started we often joke, you know, 5 years ago, you know, we had a dream, an idea, a concept. We went to some folks and, you know, these guys looked at this and say, hey, it'll cost this much and we'll have it done for you in 5 months. And we're like, rock on. I'm here to tell you, we are still developing every single day. And it's been 5 years and we carry a full development team, you know, around the clock. So
yeah,
we're not ones to basically just rest on our laurels and say, you know what, we're done. We're good. We're always listening to our doctors, listening to our customers, their needs, their wants. We truly are here to make their lives easier. You know, whether you're the doctor, you're the TC, to, you know, help you get more of those patients to say yes, to create a better patient experience. We never stop striving to do that.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to cover before we wrap up?
No, I appreciate you guys having us. I'd like to just let everybody know, if you'd like to get in contact with me directly, you can reach me at chris@orthocatapult.com. I encourage folks to go to our website, check us out at www.orthocatapult.com. All the things I mentioned, you can see many demos and presentations from the website. You can see some of the testimonial videos from people who are actual customers testifying to some of the things I talked about here today. You don't just have to take our word for it. And more importantly, you can sign up for an actual demo and get to speak to one of us here and see the whole process in action if you're interested.
Great. All right, Chris. Well, thanks. I really appreciate you taking your time out today and teaching us about that orthocatapult. I think it'd be really great for some practices.
Thank you, Richie. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
You too.
A lot of times we're talking about top of the funnel activities. That means we're driving leads to recognize that our practice exists and turning them into patients. So we're spending all of our money and energy getting that top of the funnel action going to get new leads so we can turn them into patients. But what about that in-between phase when we're turning those leads and converting them into new starts? That is the leaky bucket. That's the potential hole in your sales funnel that we've been talking about today. And I think it's really important that you address this, whether you're going to use Chris's software or you're going to address it yourself or use a company like Ortho Sales Engine to help you nurture those leads. Pay attention to those pending patients. You need to turn them into active new starts. Don't waste your money. Don't leave money on the table when you could be getting more revenue for the same money that you're spending to get those top of the funnel leads. If you have an idea to be a guest on the show, just go to orthothrive.com. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can reach out to me at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.